also have an example.
Okay, so then do that.
Well, you weren't worried about my door not working?
I could supply.
You didn't care, did you?
What happened?
Well, when I went to pull away, then I realized what it was. See,
what?
You can't open it.
In 5 minutes, that clock's 5 minutes wrong.
I'm going by Verizon time. I got 1:35, and my neighbor's husband's due home at 3, so I need to get there.
Let's call this meeting to order at 1:35. Councilman President Bullock, Councilwoman Patrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tacky, Councilman Collins, Councilman Smiley,
I know what you mean.
Councilman Cartier, Councilwoman Tiller, Councilman Retta, and my aide, Brittany Gilmore. First thing on the agenda, part of the problem, it took me an hour and 15 minutes to get from my house up to here. So.
Hey, you can't tell this man about being late. He knows.
I mean, I'm just saying,
he knows about the trash.
I'm just saying the council president, the senator, the county probably was a bare library.
Well, bottom line is we didn't move the building. We didn't move the building since the election. Motion to approve the minutes of May 6th.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's what Patty Powell told me.
Ancient one.
She said we didn't move the building since the election. We were one of the
second.
Motion to approve number 3.
It's summer. Discussion and
second. Let's go.
Who's giving us?
Attorney Scott, special services.
Okay. Let's do it on. Everyone's in a hurry. I need that hour and a half to ride home.
You'll be home by dinner.
Who realized Mazda?
Okay, and I think this is the only item on the agenda today. It's a proposed flood mitigation improvement project for the Breezewood community, particularly several properties that are on Upland Court, the edge of that subdivision. And you can see it's really nestled between Route 4 and Chapel Street and Route 72. And Salem Church Road, if anybody's not familiar with the area. Essentially, the problem is, you know, there have been several reports by homeowners indicating that up to 7 properties were inundated with floodwaters in Upland Court, Breezewood. Extensive yard flooding and impact to outside structures. No damage to homes yet, but what the people have noticed there is that things are steadily getting worse. Flooding is caused by a drainage ditch that overflows during major storms. The main cause of the ditch overflowing is sediment buildup over time. So that's kind of consistent with the reports that we received. It's kind of a gradual deterioration of conditions there. And that's how we kind of tie it into the sediment buildup, because that's gradual also. Here's an example of some of the yard flooding. I think it was taken by some of the constituents. It's not up to the houses yet, but you can see the ditch is way overflowing there. That's another shot at it from another angle. And you can see how extensive it is, how far it's shown downstream there.
I see code violation on this stuff.
You can see a little bit further downstream, it's extending, so it's pretty prevalent. Yeah, it's even a better shot. See, it kind of almost extends endlessly down there. So it's all along those rear properties there up in Port. The solution would be to remove the deposited sediment and reshape 3,600 feet of ditch to increase the drainage capacity. We're talking about excavating 3,600 linear feet of channel downstream from Breezewood. 3,000 linear feet are on private property. And that's going to be an estimated cost of $141,000. 600 linear feet are actually on county open space, county parkland. That's going to cost another $28,000. In order to do this work properly, we're going to have to replace 2 sections of concrete encased county sewer line with duct wire and pipe, upgrade those. That's going to cost $35,000. The sewers that are there now, they're probably about 40 years old based on the as-built information that we have. And if you total up all those numbers, your estimated total project cost is $204,000. Here's a map, and I don't have a pointer. I'm going to try to do this with with the arrow here. This blue line here is the ditch that we're going to be excavating, or re-excavating, or recontouring. And this area here, these are the houses that are flooding here. This is Upland Court, and this is the rear yards that are flooding. These two red lines here are the sewer relocates. You got one here and one there. And this is a Delmarva Power right away. All this here is undeveloped land. And so it kind of gives you a picture of where we're at. The funding sources for the project, the Newcastle Conservation District, which did a lot of research here, they kind of brought it to our attention. They're able to get $50,000 of state funds to help it. We are going to contribute to the Department of Special Services $35,000 for the sewer relocates. Anytime you get a chance to upgrade 40-year-old sewer area crossings, you take that opportunity to do it. And then that leaves a balance of $119,000 to address the shortfall. The project management is going to be handled by the Newcastle Conservation District. They do a lot of our stormwater projects now. It's pretty much a turnkey operation. Council approval is needed. Administratively, this doesn't require a formal act of council, but it does require, it's part of the flood mitigation project, which was established by Ordinance 04-176 in January of 2005. Additional projects funded through the flood mitigation project require approval by a majority of the Special Services Committee. Available funds remaining in the flood mitigation project, we're estimating there's about $600,000 left that we can dedicate for new projects if they come along. The request is for this committee to approve the allocation of $119,000 of funding from the flood mitigation project available balance for this Breezewood project. Question?
Councilman Smiling.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the project. Right. What I'm curious of, just because I know it was real small print, but I believe I read Frank Iacchino. So my inquiry is, are we sure, have we evaluated that when we fix this, which I'm assuming is going to increase the flow, we won't end up in court by adversely affecting his undeveloped property and end up in court with him?
Well, we have to get his permission before we start. We have to get...
Do we have any pending suits? I'm just being realistic in how long this fool would tie this thing up. I mean, I still think we make him do it, but.
Councilwoman Dillard.
One thing that we want you to know is that this thing has gone through three iterations. The first one would have been just digging out the ditch. And that would have run, I think, $30,000 to $40,000 was the first estimate.
Early estimate, yeah.
Then there was Dave and I have walked this area several times. What happened next was we said, okay, if you just dug out behind the houses, what would that cost? That was like $9,000 or $10,000. But, you know, Kevin Donnelly was very clear that wasn't going to fix the issue. It might make it a little better, but it wouldn't fix it. And so we said, what's the fix? And Tony was out, I believe, was Jim out there that day too? You know, we walked it with Kevin, and he said, okay, I think I know what can get this to the point that it's going to be functional, but it's going to be a lot more expensive. And at that point, we knew that was spring, and we knew that the rains were going to start, and that's when they came up with this plan, which would include the Acherno property. Now, many of you have been acquainted with the Acherno property because that's the famous ATV playground where they picked the 10 ATVs off and took them away. But, you know, that area does stretch back there, and, you know, but I think that's the only way we're going to get any kind of a fix.
If I may. No, I don't disagree. I support 100%. Right. I'm just saying, I wouldn't want anyone to walk out of here today, tell the community, well, council's approved the money, The engineering's done, the fix is ready to go.
Right.
Unless you got his signature on paper, okay, and whatever needs to be done, it's still far away for the people. That's all I'm saying. I say, I agree. You put it and you say, okay, now if there's a holdup, it's not the county, it's not the council person, it's not the conservation district. Here's where it is. Here's the address. Here's the cardboard and the wood, and make your picket signs and go do what you got to do.
Yeah, I got a couple questions. You want to answer them?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. We have to get his permission. And I quite frankly, I don't know where that stands. I know Kevin Donnelly has done the research for this, and he's presenting it as a project. But yes, that's one of the things that he's mentioned in any kind of correspondence, that we do have to get permission from the
I mean, it may not be an issue. You realize it's not for New Castle County and it's for the residents. It may not be an issue.
Can you go back to the picture? Okay. I mean, a couple things here. One, I guess this is a public ditch. I wasn't dug the first time.
You know, I don't know the history of it.
I mean, I'm just asking. I mean, there had to been a ditch there to begin with. I mean, you know, I know there's public, you know, down in my district, there's public ditches and there's tax ditches.
Yeah.
A lot of them were dug by the conservation district. The tax ditch has money to maintain them. The public ditch has nothing to maintain them. Now, they were all dug by the district. A lot of them were ag ditches. The flow, which way is this flow going?
It's going that
way. So this is the upper end,
towards
so you've got to go through our trenches. Now, is that all, I guess somebody said with four-wheelers, I can see where somebody, is that dirt along that ditch?
Some of it is dirt.
I mean,
pretty
so
dirt road.
He,
yeah.
Meaning Archerno is not stabilizing his side of his ditch, so is that what some of the silt that's silting? Because there's nothing, I can see just by these arrows, there's nothing but woods and stuff on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So where's all the silt coming from to fill the ditch in?
That could be a source. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I understand ditches just as well as anybody does.
Yeah.
I know
on the DeMarva right away side, it's an access road.
But people are running up and down
with their
four wheeler.
Yes.
Which probably is making a road into the ditch, which is causing some of the problem. You know, with deteriorating, especially a ditch. I mean, an ag ditch usually you get silt because we till the ground and it silts in. Really a Janet.
But just to answer your question, that ditch pretty much follows property lines.
I can see
it's very close to that, and I think it's probably an old topo relief ditch that's existed for a long time that's evolved into what it is today.
Yeah, I mean, we have some which you want to know down our way that are dug on farms and for public ditches.
Yeah,
and then we have tax ditches. I would much rather have a tax ditch anyway. People say I don't like it, but a tax ditch, at least you have a right way to maintain it. You wouldn't have to ask that guy to go and dip it out.
And if my memory serves me correctly, in the 70s, there was a cornfield. That was a cornfield.
He let it grow up. And then he got a forestry plan so he wouldn't have to lose his ag land assessment. Council Kilpatrick and Council Palmy.
My only question was if there's a Delmarva easement through there. We're following the Delmarva easement, but it's on the Acherno property, which is why we need Acherno permission,
well,
not Delmarva permission.
It follows county parkland.
Yeah.
And I don't have a pointer here. Let's see if I can. This here is county parkland.
Right
here. This is Frank Acherno's property. This over here is, I believe, the Delmarva.
Oh, okay, so the Delmarva easement doesn't go along the edge of his property. That is just purely his property.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, based
okay.
on parcel view.
Okay.
That's enough. I'll ask you.
What I was going to say is when Kevin did the survey,
this is actually part of a larger watershed. So the water that you're seeing coming through that ditch actually comes from further above that. I think it even comes under Route 4, but he said it's a fairly large watershed, but it's under 800 acres.
Yeah, it's more like 325 or 350.
Yeah.
It's under 800 acres, and that kind of comes into play. You technically do not need a sub-acreage permit right. from the state. You still might need something from the Corps of Engineers if regulated wetlands are impacted. But that's even doubtful. The district's supposed to look into that. But there's part of the state code that exempts conservation districts and municipal governments for doing this type of work on water courses that drain less than 800 acres.
But that would be a core. If you were over 800, you'd have a problem with the core.
But that was the first question in this project, is to whether or not the watershed was below 800 acres, because it just made the permits much easier to negotiate. So the other issue is that when we researched the property, I mean, there was some question about who owned the land, and I mean, we did get it confirmed that it is county property that this ditch is running on. I don't know, or even if Kevin knew the history of it, right, Dave? I mean, he never mentioned that it was put in by the conservation district. I always assumed it happened when they were building these things.
I
think it predates that.
It might even predate that. Okay.
It was probably the conservation district.
Okay.
He didn't have any record of it.
Yeah, he didn't, yeah.
When there were major projects like that. And like you said, a cornfield, it would have been drained. Where are the silt dams? I've seen them with other ditches that were, you know, where they're higher and lower.
I guess to give you an idea of the silt level, we might want to get a shot of that crossing, the silt crossing.
Level with the bank.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is... It's probably not up here, it's downstream.
It's pretty high.
Yeah, well, does it go back to where the pool is?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least they got a fence around their pool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but they got a pool outside.
There you go, Brad. Go back to that.
Yeah. Pool.
Deed restricted. Okay.
All right, there you go. You see that little dam there?
Yeah.
That's an aerial sewer crossing. It's supposed to be up in the air a couple of feet.
Filled it all the way up.
It's filled all the way up to there. But it's acting like a dam now.
So, I mean, I'm for the project. I have no problem at all. And really, it seems like it would benefit our turnover.
I have two for 15 more minutes. Gentlemen.
I mean, and first thing he's going to say, what we have in Farmington is in Dave's time, when you ask the journal to do something, he says it's the county's fault because we allowed the four-wheelers on.
Oh, right.
No, it was the same with your husband and I asking the farmer.
I know.
He said it was the county police because they didn't police the property, and that's why the stuff got dumped. Then we had to go to court and we won anyway. So
let's try to get
you could be years before you get here.
Get people upset.
Councilwoman Doe.
I would just like to say all of that may be true, but I'd feel more comfortable before Councilman Smiley has to leave if we get a vote on this.
Yeah.
So I'd like to make a motion.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion for, and as I understand this, Tony, it's the remaining $119,000, right, will come from the Stormwater Mitigation Fund.
That's correct.
So that's my motion.
Second.
Excellent.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Not moved.
We hope.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Not voting.
Ayes have it. Dig a ditch.
You got just make sure.
Smiley was totally right. I saw that, and knowing which way the flow. If the flow is the other way,
with the expansion of the funds and the procedure, you better make sure.
Leave them dry.
Unless he had to know, unless he's documented that.
Did he not vote? Ruby's asking, did you vote for this or are you not voting? George.
No, I'm in.
Okay, she just...
I heard him say something about voting.
That was after the yes.
So you want to document?
Did you want to say something first?
As long as we have it documented as a unanimous vote of those present.
You got more than ten.
I know, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good.
Ten super.
Only because of what you promised me.
I'm glad we were able to get together and help this situation and the surrounding community. And, you know, I'm sure we'll have complications from the adjacent property owner. But I just wanted to bring its attention of members of council and the department. I have a very similar situation. It's not a ditch, but I have a chronic problem with large ponding occurring from a county-owned property. It's on Neiman's Road and Marsh Road. It's now leased to the Brandywine Little League. And I have two property owners that are impacted by this problem. And we need to resolve it. I've been working with the Conservation District, the department, and it's gone on and on and on. And, you know, I'm glad that we're able to get this to the table and resolve it. And I've got an issue that's just as pressing and important. I've got two property owners. I got one in particular who's very much in danger. If we have a major event, a storm event, that it's threatening his property directly. The other thing that just to fill in the picture a little more, and I'll get offline with this, but there is a three-house infill development upstream that's going to occur. So the issue of ponding off of this site is going to get worse. So I just hope I can get some support from the department. And Tony, you did some great work, and I hope you can help me at Brandywine Little League, which we own that site. That's our site. Okay, we got it from the state government, and I know that it's leased to the Little League. The Little League does not have the resources to deal with this, and this is going on and on and on. So I hope we can bring this to a resolve in the near future. We still have some funds available in this stormwater ordinance. Did I hear there's like $600,000 remaining?
Minus 119.
Okay. I've been working with the Conservation District. We have some estimates on the table for creating a drainage pathway. We've met with the homeowners. My state representative, Dennis Williams, is working pretty diligently on this. So we need to, you know, combine funds and get a resolve, because, you know, if we can get the will together to do this, I mean, there's no reason why we can't solve that problem up there on Neiman's Road.
Just like to ask some questions. Are there any other funds committed to that you know of?
There, the Conservation District and the state representative have, you know, made some verbal commitments about, you know, funds. So there is some combining of funds that can occur. Now that goes to, you know, what goes on with their funds and, you know, yeah. So, thank you.
Counseling on the door.
Just quickly, Jim, would you send me a copy of that? Because I know you've got it. Thank you.
State can give us counsel.
Just since we went into other issues and we're on the record, in case my constituents happen to listen, I got 100 and some townhouse community that was allowed to be built on marshlands, and all the basements flood. Call it Woodburn. So, I'll take what's left.
I'd just like to add a comment a little bit about Martin's office. The issue that Councilman Cartier was referencing goes all the way back before the districts merged. And I believe John, was it Geisling? Mm-hmm. From the county was instrumental in initially going up and assessing the problems with the fields. And there was supposed to have been a commitment from Special Services, because of the way it was initially graded, to redo the grading up there to help alleviate some of that flooding up there, and that never occurred. I just wanted to add just that, what we knew about that.
Yeah, I just to respond to you, I know there's been some people in Special Services involved with that.
Yeah.
For some reason, I haven't.
Well, I know you're the guy.
And, the district has talked to me a little bit.
Right.
I just got a question, because I don't know. Is the two flooding from the water running off the county property?
Yes.
So it would need to be held.
Yes.
The civil matter.
Honestly, if it was in my district and it wasn't in a subdivision, it would be a civil matter.
Yep.
Totally. By state law.
And county law.
Well, When you're not in a subdivision, there ain't no county law.
That's what I'm telling you.
When somebody fills in one of these public ditches and floods the guy upstream, the only recourse is to sue your neighbor. So the next thing will be, just as George said, we'll be suing our churner to go through them because that's the only course we can do.
Okay. Having looked around the room, I see no need for number five. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
If any public comment.
I see no public.
He commented.
They're all on the payroll.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
So what are you going to do?
Seriously.